No, it's the rate of inflation that's slowing. Inflation is still growing. I mean, that's, you know, we talk about it all the time. That's the misnomer. That's, you know, people are getting confused as to, you know, the rate of growth versus, you know, it actually going the other way, you know. But yeah, and it's going to continue. I think it's going to continue all the way through the election.
You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network. Now, more than ever.
And welcome. You are listening to and watching the Financial Survival Network. I'm your host, Carrie Lutz. Well, inflation, no shock there. The PPI, no shock there. Inflation goes up. Government jobs go up. Is there a correlation there? Well, here to opine is Ed Seidel. Ed, great to have you back on the show. So, what of all of these numbers? Is that the sign of a healthy economy, like some would have you believe, or is it just business as usual?
Well, you know, it depends on the side of the fence, right? I mean, business as usual, as the powers that be want you to think. They kind of shrugged off the numbers, and you know, it's always been a fallacy. It's kind of like the conversation of transitory inflation, right? It's going to go away. I mean, last year they should have kept raising rates because when you add, you know, over half the jobs that were added last year were either part time or some sort of governmental job. I mean, that's all inflationary. I mean, we continue to overspend. That's inflationary. You know, the fact that CPI and PPI numbers were up, everyone's acting like they're shocked, including the markets. But how can you look at it and be surprised at all? I mean, when you go to the gas station, you go to the grocery store, everything just keeps increasing. And it's not going away anytime soon.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but the inflation rate's coming down. So we should all be happy and really have a party, right?
Yeah, you know, I did hear that. I guess the administration Biden actually said, well, you know, when I took office, it was 9.1%, and you know, now it's down in the threes. Well, it was 9.1, but when he took office, I think it was like 1.4. It was below 2%. I want to say 1.4. Don't quote me on that. Probably want to check that. But yeah, you know, it's the rate of inflation that's slowing. Inflation is still growing. I mean, that's, you know, we talk about it all the time. That's the misnomer. That's, you know, people are getting confused as to, you know, the rate of growth versus, you know, it actually going the other way, you know. But yeah, and it's going to continue. I think it's going to continue all the way through the election. We keep overspending, but the feds have really backed themselves into a corner. You know, because they didn't raise rates, they're going to continue to, I think, in my opinion, you know, and what we believe is that they're going to continue to talk about lowering rates, and you lower them once, but they can't raise rates. They're political animals. And it's an election year.
Oh, say it's not.
Yeah, I know. I'm
shocked. Hey, did you happen to catch the, guy's name, O'Keefe, and his undercover recording with a certain Fed officer who said he hates Trump, that he writes speech. This guy writes speeches for Powell. Powell despises Trump. He did everything he could to see that he was defeated in the last election, and he's doing the same now. And they're more concerned about woke issues than they are about the economy. I mean, it was shocking, but not really. I mean, it was shocking in that somebody actually admitted it, what we already knew.
You know what? I did hear something about it. I didn't know to the breadth of the recording, but like you said, I'm not shocked. I'm pleasantly surprised we were actually able to record it. But you know, it's not going to change anything. You know, when you continue to see gas prices go up, it's going to be the pain at the pumps and the pain at the grocery store. You know, when you go in the I was talking to a buddy of mine, and you know, he's an attorney, and it was the first time he went grocery shopping, I think, in a couple months, and He was telling the story. He came out with three bags and it was $94. And he was like, what happened? He was shocked. And, you know, and it's that pain, you know, the disparity between the continued disparity between Main Street and Wall Street. And it's not getting any better. It's a solid recession.
Yeah. Well, we've been in a recession, but they changed the definition of it, right?
Yeah. Well, I think last time we talked about it, I mean, Powell even said, I think it was 2022. I think it was 2022 during an interview. There's a video of it where he said, you know, if the short-term yield curve, if it's inverted yield curve, short-term rates are higher than long-term rates for 18 months or more, you know, it's a recession no matter how you define it. And yet he's saying we're not in a recession. So yeah, we've been here. We know it. They just don't want to admit it. And they can't raise rates because it'll affect the commercial markets and real estate, the banks, and you know they only have one bullet left in the gun, and that is you know to lower rates or at least keep talking about it.
Yeah. Well. So. Yeah. So you think they're ever going to lower rates in the next year, or what's going to happen?
You know what? If they do, it's going to be a token, maybe 0.25%. And the markets are going to like it to a certain degree, but you know, you've got that window between now and the election, and that runway, that window is closing. It's getting really, really narrow. And no matter what, I think after the election, there's going to be some sort of reckoning. And that's why, you know, we talk about this all, you and I talk about this all the time. I mean, I really like hard assets, commodities, gold all-time high. I still think silver is way undervalued. And the reason that these prices have come up so high is that people, there's a reality check that people are looking for some safe havens. They see what's coming.
Yep. And what's coming ain't pretty, is it?
No, it's not. The leadership problems that we have, and it doesn't matter, Republicans, Democrats, I mean, that there's a leadership issue. We continue to kick this can down the road. Nobody wants to do it, make the tough decision, because it's all about getting reelected in the power. We're the ones who are going to wind up paying for it through taxes and inflation. It's a tax.
This is always the case, Ed, always the case. So, hey, any thoughts on what Bitcoin's been doing lately?
You know, I think the run-up has more to do with the cash on the sidelines and the ETFs, right? Mm-hmm. People want to get involved in using ETFs. They feel it's a little bit safer. This halving event that is projected to happen, you know, sometime at the end of this month, beginning of May, I think that's probably, you know, typically what happens is it peaks up and then it drops down. I'm curious to see what happens with the ETFs, what the impact is going to have on the halving situation. It's volatile. I don't think it is a safe haven by any stretch of the imagination. I still think it's kind of, I'm in it. I also have Ethereum, full disclosure. I think of it more of a lottery ticket. But because it's been validated with the ETFs, I think it's going to be we're going to see more cash in it than we have in past halving events.
Really? Really? Okay. Well, I think so. There's a lot of money there. Even China in Hong Kong started an ETF.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Just got news in here. It appears that O.J. Simpson died. Not that that has anything to do with anything here, right?
Oh, wow. Really?
About that? 76.
Wow.
Go figure. Well,
yeah.
Well, at least you could say maybe it's further proof that only the good die young, or maybe the bad sometimes die younger, right?
Yeah, people. Absolutely. Yep. Maybe the latter of the two, for sure.
Yeah. Getting back to the topic here, people, if things really start to get bad, inflation, obviously, it's understated dramatically. They said 3.5%, so that means 8 or 9% easily. I mean, look what's happened at the gas pump lately, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, so the formula for inflation has never changed. It's the variables, right? And you know, that the old saying, there's lies, there's damn lies, and there's statistics, right? It's mm-hmm. what they're using to generate inflation. And if you actually look at the way that they used to calculate it, I agree with you, Gary. I mean, it's, you know, 8-9%, you know, if it's 3. And you know that the Federal Reserve has no idea what they're doing. In Powell's speech in March, about a month ago, you know, he was talking about changing the target from 2%, which is arbitrary, to, you know, between 3 and 4. That means that they have no idea how to control inflation other than raising rates. And you know that they can't do that because, you know, based on the, you know, FOMC chair and you know, those taped conversations, you know, they're not going to allow that to happen because they're not going to allow the outcome of Trump. So,
mm-hmm. yeah. Hey, so the 2-year treasury, I think it's 4.5 now, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And the Fed funds, is it 5.25, 5.5?
Yep. And I just saw the 10-year treasury came down. Well, it's been a couple hours since I saw it, but I think it was down like 3.9 basis points. So
inverted yield curve, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, again, just economics 101, econ 101, these are the basics. Well, at least when you and I were in school, I don't know what they're being taught now. More Keynesian theory for sure.
Probably DEI is more important than money supply.
Did you see that that's actually part of the curriculum for college for kids to be able to graduate in some colleges? I just saw that on the news today.
Like, not in Florida anymore. They passed a law against it, and they fired all the DEI people in the Florida colleges. They're gone. And
really?
Yeah. So, you know, I'll tell you, like, the electorate's changing. I think they're on to the grift of our current government. They're on to the scams, and they're fed up with it. And I think come November, we're going to see the results. You know, who was it? A wise man once said, you can fool some of the people some of the time. You can fool, I think it was Lincoln who said it, all of the people some of the time. But you can't fool all of the people all of the time. And that's what we're coming down to here, Ed.
Yeah, you know, and here's the only thing that unnerves me. It's the borders. You know, everyone's focused on the southern border. But, you know, it's as bad, you know, coming in from Canada, too. So I'm just going to say borders in general. I mean, when you have a population burst of you know, I think it's close to 11 million people. And, you know, that's more than most states, a lot of states.
Yeah.
You know, the impact when you have to have no ID, they're giving you a phone, they're paying, and now all of a sudden you can register to vote. You know, how is that going to affect, you know, not the popular vote, but the electorate, you know, the electoral college?
Well, you know, all this academic, we're going to find out, in just a little under, 7 months here. And
yeah.
And just tell us where we find you, how we connect with you on the web.
EGSIfinancial.com. That is the best place to find us, our podcast, YouTube channel, and all of our information.
Perfect. Links in the show notes to this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Go there, click through, you'll get any site. While you're there, sign up for your free newsletter. Questions, comments, email kl@carrylutz.com. Ed, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you in a little while.
All right. Thanks for having me, Carrie.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.